I had gone to the Berkshires in Massachusetts, and people told me that I should go see a production at a local theater there, starring Eli Wallach, called Visiting Mr. Green. I was interested because people's reaction was so strong and because I was a huge fan of Mr. Wallach, or Eli, and of course his wonderful actress wife, Ann Jackson. When I was at NYU, they were still doing readings of new plays for new authors, and all of us would try to find a time when we could go see the Wallachs performing at the earliest developmental level you can imagine of a playwright's work. That's how committed they were to the American theater. What I saw in Eli's performance on stage, along with a young actor named David Allen Bache, moved me and touched me, and I immediately asked if we could produce it at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. The then Broadway-bound producers said, of course, this would give us a great opportunity to see it in a bigger theater, and we did it with Lonnie Price directing. Unfortunately, the Broadway producers abandoned the play during the run, and Jeff Baron, who had written the play, sat in my office, virtually in tears, shocked and dismayed, and I simply blurted out, "I'll produce it. I'll produce it in New York." Jeff looked at me, was so moved. We shook hands, and I then took on the responsibility, and quite frankly, the honor, of being able to produce Visiting Mr. Green off-Broadway, where Eli Wallach performed in it, with David Allen Bache for a year, followed by Hal Linden replacing Eli. It has subsequently been done in 19 countries, in 27 languages, and has become one of the most touching and moving plays that we ever did, both at the Coconut Grove Playhouse and its life around the world. My wife and I, ironically, her name is Susan Green, got off a plane once in South Africa, and there was a poster of Visiting Mr. Green being done in South Africa. How proud I felt that I had helped save and give birth to this play that had touched so many.